In the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples that religious leaders love to have people call them reverend and doctor, but you are not to be called that, he says, for you have one great teacher. And call no one father, for you have one father in heaven, and you are all brothers and sisters. Nor are you to be called master, for you have one master, Christ. So what am I doing up here? Well, as many of you know, not expecting you to call me Rev, nevertheless, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ as I am given to do, it's a question of how I am a member of the body of Christ, having a certain something to do. But I get concerned about the tradition of the sermon and really the tradition of worship. My concern is, we've talked about this once, not to be merely entertaining, so that like a good movie or like a musical concert, the satisfaction of what happens in this hour should stand to itself as a good time. Worship needs to do something else than offer a good time, really to shift the ground under our feet so that we're a little off balance and have to take responsibility for how we gain our footing for the gravity of our life. If the hour were too entertaining, it would have no consequences. The great Dutch philosopher Spinoza wrote, "Whatever thought," I love this sentence. Some of you have heard me say it, I'm sure, but it's worth memorizing. "Whatever thought is not interrupted by another thought becomes action." To take action, then, which is the opposite of entertainment, to take action requires one thing: no permanent interruptions of thought. And yet, ordinary worship traditions run the risk of always interrupting the thought from last week, always changing the subject with a new thought this week, never buckling down, never buckling up, and driving toward one goal. I would insert here that I have been very moved by the desire in so many of you to do something with regard to the matters of mass incarceration that we addressed last week. Evangelist Juan Carlos Ortiz addresses the seriousness of this changing the subject pattern in our worship. Imagine, he says, 100 or 200 people pressing into a concert hall for a weekly piano instruction together. The maestro declares, "Now our lesson for the day." And with masterful hands, he plays a great concerto, beginning to end. "Very good lesson, students. Go home, practice that. Come back next Sunday, 11 o'clock, we have next lesson." That, Ortiz says, is what our sermons risk being like. Ortiz calls this a speech-centered conceptual religion, incapable of teaching how to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's a serious critique. But now, a sermon is a monologue. Granted, there are times and ways to have turn and talk, but fundamentally, it is monological. It can work, but it can also get in the way of work, in the way of inner work, in the way of social work. This much is clear: a thoroughly monological church is illogical church. Only dialogical church works. And so releasing dialogue into the work of the church is essential. The only solution to releasing dialogue into the church is to sell the church. You saw how we spelled that outside or in your bulletin. C-E-L-L. Sell the church. Develop patterns so that every person in the church is connected to the whole body as a cell is connected to an organ and an organ to the whole body of the church. Where everyone knows how she works. No one thinks his part, her part, more or less important than others. For, as the apostle says, we are all baptized into one body and drink from one spirit. Think with me for just a moment. Tiny. Think tiny. How extraordinary is an individual living cell? If it's in the hand, or the head, or the heart, the function of each cell is distinct and complex and so different from the functions of cells in other organs of the body. Still, all cells have two things in common. One, no cell works alone. No cell comes into the body and just has its own nature, unrelated to the rest. As Paul says, if all were a single member, where would the body be? Two, all cells together, however different they may be, serve one body. They do not serve themselves. In fact, medicine calls cells that serve only themselves cancer cells, right? So if we are to come into the spirit of our church and sell that church, then we have some work to do to bring ourselves alive as one church. Today, you're going to get an opportunity to listen in on the work of this church. Every single leader of the various organs and cells of our church is going to give a brief statement of what that organ of the church is doing. Here are three suggestions of ways that you might be listening. One way is some of our organs in this church are not served by enough cells. Some of our members are simply working too hard. I would like to think that you are interested in that, because when one cell suffers, all suffer. I'd like to think that you're going to ask, at least to learn and pray for those who are working too hard, but also maybe to say, maybe I could help you. We don't know how. You may not know how. You don't have to sign your life away, but you might want to give your name to one or another of these. Here's another way to listen. You might want to do something. You might have your own vision of work that needs doing. And if you're attending carefully to the description, you'll know which one of these people to go to, because this session is ready to help resource you with ideas, with time to receive your idea and help the seed be planted and grown. So you could put your name on a sign-up sheet for conversation more full later on. Here's a third way to listen. Some of you think, well, I'm not young anymore. I don't go out at night. What can I be? I'm not as significant a part of the church as someone else. You've heard Paul on this subject. Don't talk like that. Every single person is essential. A person in her home can be on the phone touching this church. A person in her chair can be in prayer touching this church. Find out during the next 15 minutes or so what this church is doing and how you can touch in on this. So go now and find out how you can sell this church and sell yourself.